And thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. There was a question that I saw on the Facebook questions about a colloidal silver in a two-year-old. A two-year-old can take that. Again, when it comes to colloidal silver, it all depends upon the brand, because silver, when I look at it under my microscope, I have a very powerful microscope, and what it does, we can take a drop of that clear liquid. That's what it looks like when you look at colloidal silver or micronutrient silver, and it's a clear liquid. But when you put it under a microscope at very high magnification, you will see the silver itself, the particles of silver in the water. Now, what you want to see is a very small particle, almost like a snow in the background. Very small particles moving around, and it almost should look like snow. You do not want to see large crystals of or bunches of crystals with the silver. So what becomes important is the company. Now, we use a company of micronutrient silver, and that I've looked at under the microscope, and it looks very clean. There's no crystallization. They're very small spherical particles, and it looks like this thin mist of snow going through the particles. So that's what you want to take. And a child like that can easily take a teaspoon 1 to 3 times a day. It's a great natural antibiotic. Now, also when you take colloidal silver, you have to make sure that it's in distilled water or purified water, that it's not with any other compounds. Otherwise, you get compounds of silver instead of pure molecular clean silver. And it's the compounds of silver that can really throw off the body. And they can build up and get very difficult to be eliminated, and they'll kind of stay in the skin, and you'll have a tendency to turn this kind of grayish blue color. And actually, let me ask you guys, have you ever heard of the term blue bloods?
Yes.
You know, royalty? And you've heard of that. Most people have heard of that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, where did that come from? Think of this. You know, during the 15, 16, 17, 1800s, when you were royal, let's say in England, what did you eat off of? What kind of plates were being used? Any idea?
Silver.
Correct. So you can say that in the mic so that you can hear.
It was silverware.
Silver. And what kind of spoons and forks?
Silver.
That's where silverware, the word, came from, correct? Okay, now what did a peasant eat with?
Wood?
Yeah, like a wooden, every peasant had their own wooden bowl, or a wooden bowl that they carried with them, and usually a wooden spoon. Okay, well, when you eat foods that are always in silver, or wine, as an example, that's slightly acidic, and it's in your silver goblet, what would happen is over the years, the royalty would get microscopic amounts of silver constantly in their diet. And it would have a tendency to turn them this kind of bluish-gray color, and that's where the term blue bloods, they thought their blood was blue. And but it's actually this grayish. And as an example, in cameras and in film, they use silver. And what happens if you, by accident, as an example, if you take a bottle of colloidal silver and leave it out so that the light can get on it, light reacts with silver and will turn it gray. So you want to be careful in storing that colloidal silver. But that same thing, the silver gets in your skin, it reacts with the light from the sun coming to your skin, and you can get that grayish color. So, yes, but, you know, get the good kind. Again, we recommend micronutrient silver. We know I've tested them, and almost every brand I've tested, and most of the brands that I have found do not test well when you look under a microscope. So that's why I'm very picky on the brands that we choose. So anyway, I want to go back, finish that article, and then talk about a couple of the other articles. Do we have phone, anything?
Yeah, we do actually. We have a question on YouTube as well.
Oh, what's that? Let's go to help that YouTube.
So this is from the Travel Blocks. It says, hello from your Pittsburgh patients. Would love to know your thoughts on raw grass-fed milk. Is it safe? Does it mess with hormones? Also, if we get signed up for doTERRA, can we get educated by phone?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Once you sign up in doTERRA, by the way, which is the essential oil company, doTERRA actually provides with a huge amount of education, videos and audios and classes that are on. And you can sign up and get your own website, and it's very inexpensive. And on that website, you can have all of these different, audio and visual trainings. So maybe Vince is online, and if he gives us a call, he'll probably know much more about that. But you can get lots of training information, how to use different, oils and what they do and how to use them. But that education, there's no question about it. Yes, go ahead.
And as well, we can always call the store. We have a 1-800 number, which is 1-800-706-0450, and you can always talk to Sandy, Rosa, myself, Adan, or even Marco.
And a lot of information on the silver.
We can only give them information.
Right, but again, online on the doTERRA.
On doTERRA, is what
website. There's all kinds of classes and videos and audios.
Yeah, if you sign up as an advocate, you get a ton of stuff, information, ways to make it easier to build your business, all different kinds of things. doTERRA provides so much for everybody; they make it really easy.
Right, and you get it wholesale. So. Mm-hmm. You know, there's some good things on both of that. But it does supply a lot of information. Okay, next question.
Well, his question was, would love to know your thoughts on raw grass-fed milk.
The milk.
Does it mess with hormones?
Now, generally, raw grass-fed raw milk is not the same as drinking pasteurized homogenized milk. The problem is that when you drink raw milk, most of the time they still homogenize the milk, okay? Unless you're getting it direct from the farmer and the cow where it's not been processed at all, you still get the milk that's been homogenized, which means they blast the molecular structure of the milk, the protein and the fat, they break those apart and so that the cream cannot separate. That's why when I was a kid and we drank milk, the cream would rise to the top and you could separate that. Nowadays, you can't do that. But again, when it comes to milk products, I would go with the milk products and not the plain drinking milk. I like the hard cheeses. Those are much healthier, like Edam or Gouda or sharp cheddar or feta cheese. Those are going to be much healthier than drinking a plain glass of milk. Now, there's a controversy in the health movement. You'll get some doctors that just say no milk, no dairy under any circumstances. And then some of my mentors, like Bernard Jensen and John Christopher, they talked about that raw milk was definitely different. Now, if you're lactose intolerant or you don't do well with milk or you get that phlegm in the back of your throat, then be careful and don't drink the milk. But again, cheese, yogurt, cottage cheese, those are going to be different than milk, and you might do okay on that. I want to finish the article on the organic sulfur compounds like the garlic, leeks, onions, scallions, shallots, all of these. I covered chives, and then there's garlic. And, of course, everybody's familiar with garlic because garlic can be used for all kinds of things. They make extracts of garlic, and you can even put a drop in an ear for earaches. You can take garlic itself was used, especially they would make a paste and rub it on the skin of leprosy patients. It also can deal with parasitic infections. And in modern cuisine, garlic is one of the most important seasonings for strong aroma and flavor. And it comes in the whole bulb form and cloves. You can even buy it in a paste or minced in a jar, and or even ground into powder. Leeks are another one. They look like large scallions. They're just a lot bigger and thicker, and they have a green end just like chives, and a white end at the other end just like a, it looks like a large chive. And then, of course, there's onions, all the different flavors, the different colors and sizes of onions. And then there's scallions, which I said leeks and scallions look very similar. And they're also called green onions. And they're the long green chive, scallion, and also scallions can also look like small onions. And they can grow up to 20 inches long, and they have the green and the white. And then shallots. And shallots look like small little baby onions, and they're gourmet onions. And so all of these are very, very healthy. They're full of B vitamins, vitamin C, folate. They have manganese, potassium, selenium. They're all these organic compounds are good for the immune system. They're good for your heart. They contain a lot of antioxidants, so they have anti-inflammatory properties. All of them are just very, very good. And by the way, I wanted to just mention on detoxification. Again, your body is almost in a constant state of detoxification. You have five different ways of eliminating garbage from the body. You can poop it out, pee it out, sweat it out your skin, cough it out of your mouth, or blow it out of your nose. These are the ways that your body eliminates. And if it gets too toxic, then what will happen is your body will get a fever, which makes you sweat and often causes diarrhea so that you can get rid of things. So whether it's your brain, your kidneys, your liver, there's all kinds of detoxification processes that go along all the time. Now, if you're constantly being exposed to toxic material, like drinking a lot of alcohol or eating a lot of fried foods and inflammatory foods, packaged foods, if you're using a lot of tobacco, foreign substances like chemicals or a lot of chemicals in your food, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, taking drugs or foods laden with heavy metals. And so all of these can impair or make the detoxification systems are overwhelmed. So you get this accumulation of metabolic waste, and that can trigger, as an example, a detoxification process where, in essence, you have like a cold or a flu and your body goes into a major detoxification mode. But some of the easy ways of doing it is, let's say, once a week, what you would do is just eat raw food once a week. And that's almost like an elimination diet. You can do it for 3 days, just lots of raw fruits and vegetables. Take your vegetables, make sure you chop them fine, make them easier to digest. and then at the same time, you remove all of those garbage foods from your diet. And that's why they called it an elimination diet, because you're removing some of these toxic foods that your body really doesn't tolerate well. And so you can do this kind of diet, raw food. There's some people that just do raw food constantly. And Herbert Shelton, one of the originators of the natural hygiene, which it was raw food and juices. And that's another way to easily detoxify, is make sure you have a good juicer. And you take something like carrot, celery, parsley, maybe an apple to help with taste. And these will really kind of, you make a gallon of that, and you can drink that in one day almost instead of eating. And that really promotes an internal cleansing. There's also what's called intermittent fasting, where you're just drinking water for a period of time. As an example, you finish dinner at about, say, 7 o'clock, and then don't eat anything until, say, 11, 12 the next day. So that gives you more than 14 to 16 hours of fasting, and that gives your entire digestive tract a like a breather. So that's called interval eating or intermittent fasting. And again, limit your exposure to different toxins and contaminants, and then follow a full diet. There's also foods, very nutritious, that can help the body detoxify a little more, and that's foods like beets, all of the cruciferous vegetables like cauliflower, cabbages, Brussels sprouts, broccoli sprouts. Of course, eating dark leafy greens, garlic, onions, ginger, rosemary, thyme, and turmeric. So all of these foods can really help you detoxify. Another thing to do for your detoxification is stay hydrated. Drink lots of water, at least half your body weight in ounces every day. And make sure you're eating high fiber in your diet. I like high grain. Maybe be careful of wheat. And unless you're eating sprouted grain, like sprouted wheat breads or gluten-free grains. But there's things like you can get a whole grain rye bread sourdough. That's just a very nice, a good bread. Or you can, in the frozen food section, find sprouted grain breads. So then there's things like Boswellia, and which is the frankincense. And it has boswellic acid in it, and L-glutamine, milk thistle, CQ10, all of these are going to help the body detoxify. Of course, regular exercise and sweating, and that also when you're exercising and sweating, you're doing deep breathing and episodic deep breathing. Because that, when you exhale, you get rid of all of the byproducts from the lungs. And spend, make sure you get enough sleep. And then one of the best sources, external sources of detoxification, is using a far infrared sauna. And no question about it, but a far infrared sauna is one of the best ways to detoxify the body. So we have them. We use them in our office, and basically you do that with oxygen. So we have some oxygen therapies that are just profound, and one of them is using far infrared saunas, breathing pure oxygen. So I think that answers that whole detoxification. Let's see, anything else?
We got Sandy on the line.
Oh, I didn't know. I'm sorry. Was she waiting?
She just came on right now.
Oh, she just, okay, good. So let's take her.
Yeah, we'll take her.
Okay, go ahead. Sandy Ben-Joseph, good morning.
Good Good morning. I'm at our brick and mortar store at 7040 North Mesa Street in El Paso, Texas. And we're working on our big event for next weekend, but our big event today is thank you for all the information on alkaline water and how important it is. And when people come in, I even tell them how crucial a shower filter is. Drinking or taking a 10-minute shower is like drinking 10 glasses of tap water. So it's really, I mean, you can be drinking that good water and then showering water that, you know, zaps the thyroid, the chlorine. And people think that breast cancer is the number one cancer, but statistically what we see and hear and by research, it's colon cancer, thyroid cancer. I think breast cancer is number three. So it's really amazing how all these things we're bombarded with, like tap water and the radiation and things along that line, even having things that are supposed to be preventative tests like mammograms. We do thermograms where there's no squishing or touching of the person, no pain and no radiation. And it's been FDA approved since 1982. So we do specials on that as well. And we're just starting to do full body scans, not just for breast health awareness, but a lot of men call. So if you're suspecting something, a full body scan, just think you can pick up things years before it becomes an issue. So if you've got an issue in one area, it can definitely travel to another area. So to see and be, let's say, preventative instead of, you know, trying to fix it after it's like a wildfire. So today, just starting with how important water is in your daily life. In our home, the only thing we use tap water for is doing the dishes and watering the lawn. Everything else, to what our dog drinks, to how we shower, our Kangen water. The Kangen water and the Vitamix are the two most important pieces of equipment in our kitchen, and that's how we're attempting to train people. And you deal directly with the company, the warranties and the customer service are all excellent. The Kangen Water, Enagic, they're a 50-year-old company from Japan, and this is the only water they use in all their hospitals. And the acid water that this machine can make, also, that's what they sterilize their operating rooms with. Now, in Japan, it has a medical certification. It's in 6,500 hospitals. And doctors using it, and that's what they give their patients when they're in the hospital. So it's an amazing system. There's a lot of ionizers out there. There's a lot of cheap things out there. Nothing has ever beat what the Kangen water system is. So we've had one since, I think, 2008 when we met Veronica and her husband Louie, and they are just unbelievable champions and help me with customer service to all the people that have come for a free let's say a free testing time, 30, 60 days. You can come every day and fill up your gallon of water and see what it does for you. Start at an 8.5 pH, go up to 9.5, learn about the machine. Come today at 2 o'clock for 1 hour for a free demo. View the machine that we have, the same one we have in our home, and what we use for everything. So if you're conscious of all the disease pathogens and everything out there, and, you know, to start to be proactive instead of reactive, this is a great class. It's an hour. And it's at 2 o'clock with Veronica Marcus at Health Naturally. And we're just really excited that we have her to be doing these demos, because it's a big deal to show you all the science behind it, even though we can show you pretty much everything you need to start with in 1 hour presentation. So it's definitely worth your time. And we're also going to do a free raffle to people coming in for the demo. And that'll be a surprise what we raffle off. And next week, of course, is our big Memorial Day weekend, Friday the 24th, Saturday the 25th. And it's going to, our marquee outside is going to be up Monday. It'll say Magnets and More. And we'll have either the owner, Mr. Gabor, or Lynn, who's been with Serenity 2000 Magnets for the, oh my goodness, we've been with them at least 25 years. So only magnets we've ever carried. We, as the professor said, we find the best, we only carry the best. We're not a drugstore brand. And when you're dealing in the health field these days, you still really need to do your homework. So we're here to answer questions. And remember, we have a wonderful daytime staff, family, but we're not the doctor. So if you want to make an appointment to go over labs and to go over things, you make an appointment with our traditional naturopath, Professor Ben Joseph, and really a lifestyle change, not just to throw a couple of vitamins at it and call it good. So have a great show. Hope to see you all today at 2 o'clock for the class. The store number is 915-833-0222. And for you people wanting to sign up in doTERRA and you're calling long distance even, because I'm thinking about maybe we can do some Skype classes as well, but you have so much on the Internet available. You can call us at 1-800-706-0450 for doTERRA information, for ordering products, and I hope to talk to you sometime today and see you at the demo.
Thank you for joining us. Listen, I saw two quick questions. One is, where do you get some good recipes for juicing? One of the things you can do is look up the author, Norman Walker. Norman Walker. And that's even the, they have a, the press, the Walker juicer, it's a $2,000 press, and it's one of the best juicers on the market, but you don't have to buy that expensive unless it's your business. But Norman Walker has books on juicing. Also, John Christopher, Bernard Jensen, all of the ones that have come after that copied from these people. They were the originals for understanding juicing. Norman Walker, Bernard Jensen, and John Christopher. So also Pavlo Arola, for those of you who remember, I studied with all of these people way back in the 70s and 60s. And so you can get great information on different juices from them. And also, we have some information on our, and it's free at our store, Health Naturally, 7040 North Mesa. On our information wall, there's a whole section of juices, and I have it broken down by season, the different juices that you can take according to the season that you're in. So you can get information on that. Another question was, can you become too alkaline? Yes, you can, but it's very difficult. Usually when the body's too alkaline, that might mean that there's a urinary tract infection, something like that. But the body really keeps the alkalinity under control, like your blood. And when you talk about alkaline or acid, you have to be careful because there's so many different tissues. And whether you're talking blood, lymph, cerebral spinal fluid, general tissue, you know, all of them are different. But the main thing is when you're looking at blood, blood is between 7.35 and 7.45, and it won't change more than that. So, but you can become too alkaline. But if you're eating alkaline foods and drinking high-grade alkaline water, you're not going to become too alkaline because of that. You know, again, if you're eating fruits and vegetables and whole grains and seeds and nuts like walnuts and almonds and pecans, sunflower seeds and pumpkin seeds, if you're eating all of those foods, you're going to maintain a very, very good balance. So anyway, I think I answered that. Anyway, before I continue, I want to go into... and that's Tylenol. Gosh, let me ask you guys, how many people do you know that take Tylenol?
Everyone under the sun.
Everybody. Everybody takes Tylenol. So there was a new study on Tylenol, the painkiller, that what's actually happening, it's affecting your ability to feel empathy for someone else. So if you've been feeling... You know, if you take Tylenol, you know, daily for your headache or whatever, and all of a sudden you realize you've been very apathetic and you just don't feel the same. It's not just you, it might be the pain medication, because the research has shown that taking over-the-counter pain relievers like Tylenol can actually dull your ability to feel empathy for others' pain. So a stunning second study confirmed that the common drugs like Tylenol are indeed altering your brain and killing your ability to feel empathy for others. And the researchers dub acetaminophen, the generic name for Tylenol, as a social analgesic, meaning it's just making you socially dead. So acetaminophen has been on the market for decades. It's an over-the-counter drug. You don't need a prescription. You don't have to consult your doctor. It's also one of the major causes of liver failure. You can buy it anytime, anywhere you want. I don't even think you have to be 18 to buy it. You can just get it. And so they don't know how it is really working. Most of these drugs, they really don't know how it works. But the study is confirming that acetaminophen itself is killing empathy. And so the study highlighted the hazards of the over-the-counter painkillers, and they tested over 200 college students that participated, and what they found out was astonishing, because across the board, people who'd been given acetaminophen displayed a significant reduction in their ability to empathize with others' pains, and so much so on some of them that they even suggested that the drug turned some people into like zombies. And so, you know, that's pretty radical. Here it is, a drug not just affecting pain, but it's affecting your ability to feel empathy to someone else. So, that's something that I think people need to be aware of. And it's one of those things that most people never thought of, because it's just over the counter, it's available everywhere, and you don't have to even think about it. So I want to thank everyone for joining us. And let me just go, the opinions and views expressed on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not endorsed by Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, or any other social media outlets. Most of the therapeutic modalities mentioned on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not recognized by standard allopathic medicine and are not endorsed by the American Medical Association or the FDA. The very concept of natural therapies for maintaining body systems are foreign to the thinking of modern allopathic medicine. So join us again next Saturday morning from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Natural Solutions Radio with me, Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph. I'm a traditional naturopath, and today's show was brought to you by Prime Longevity and Health Naturally. And again, I'm really pleased to have been able to cover the articles.
10 seconds.
And cover a lot of the information today. I thank you for joining us, and please, this is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio. Join us next week with another show, and thank you for joining us. Good. And then one more thing.